Welcome to the VI Podcasting Summer Festival 2015. Featuring all the best live bands you have ever loved in one place. Here's your host, Paul Hopkins.
Well, hello everyone. We're at a festival. We're at the VR Podcasting Virtual Festival 2015. And it isn't just Paul Hopkins, it's...
Claire Randall.
Of course. And look, let's just look around here. What we got? There's loads of bands coming on.
Live bands.
It is the highlight.
Live bands. Live bands.
Yeah, but it's virtual. So we had to introduce it in a virtual way. So that's why I said live, because it's a speech man.
A virtual will never be
a
reality.
A virtual voice. Anyway, look, some really important bands are coming on. We've got Coldplay. I know, you don't like Coldplay.
Can I go and have a burger instead?
No, you've got to come with. Do you like, and then we've got Laura Unvalue, she's coming.
Okay.
Yeah, she's coming. She's got an orchestra later. And we've got Toto.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I like Toto. And then we'll probably go to small stage, because look at the programme we've got. A gospel choir, then Elbow, and then, what's her name? Kathy someone.
I don't know what her name is. No, it's the Ballad of...
The Ballad of... Someone.
She's some drama.
Well, we'll come back to that in a bit, but Coldplay, we've had to go in, haven't we?
Yeah.
Here he is anyway. I know, I'm sorry you don't like him much, but you know what I mean. It's good to talk over him as well, really, isn't it? All right, we'll see you in a bit.
Bye.
Because you're a sky, because you're a sky full of stars. I'm going to give you my heart. Because you're a sky. You're a sky full of stars, and 'cause you light up my path. Oh. Oh, come on, you were singing to that. I heard you. Yeah, you were.
No, that was
Sky.
That was the girl behind me. You're chatting.
I wasn't chatting anyone up. Yeah. I was chatting you up, love.
You were.
Sky for the Stars. That was cool.
Yeah.
Oh. I don't know what he's doing next. I wonder what he's going to do next.
Oh, there's more of him.
Yeah, he gets one more song. Oh, is that... You won't know. You're not really a fan, are you?
No.
This one's called Always In My Head. It's his live tour, isn't it? He's come to us. I can't believe he's come to the VR Podcasting Festival.
Is that before or after he ditched Left and
Right? Oh, well, definitely afterwards, because this whole album's about that, isn't it? Ditching Gwyneth Paltrow, isn't
yeah.
it?
You too. What was it?
I have no idea.
Different personalities.
Personality differences.
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant. Well, I suppose we better let him carry on. I think there's someone moaning at us at the back here.
Oh, God.
You get that noise, Dad? Oh, bless. Oh, well. I love this song.
I think I do.
Is just singing, but I really like her. She's up and coming. She studied at the Birmingham Conservatoire.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. Everyone seems to like her anyway. So what's happened is that we've got to talk about this. It's amazing that you can see, can't you? So the stage kind of goes round, it revolves round. So the centre of the stage, so all the orchestra was on, but in a different segment to Coldplay and all Chris Watts' face or whatever.
Martin.
And it's revolving round, so he's back in the green room now. Mm. And then she was ready always to come out.
And,
oh, okay. I thought it was the only one in the festival world. I didn't realise
it wasn't a festival.
Oh, it's a theatre.
It's every act. They just revolve the stage to bring in the next scene. It's quite cool.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I knew I'd seen it somewhere. The idea was inspired.
Yeah.
There you go. Anything can happen with virtual festival, anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway,
there's people behind us.
What about?
Okay.
What about? some of her, isn't it?
Well, she has, because she's got a ring in each nose, nostril.
A ring in each nose?
Yeah, a ring in each nostril. And a stud in her eyebrows.
A stud in what?
All right, and a stud in each eyebrow.
Oh,
so not take your top off, love.
Oh, dear.
You just never know.
You never know. Oh,
I bet
dear.
She set some things off for security.
I reckon that bloke next to him got one of those, what is it called, the Prince Albert?
Oh, I don't want
to
know.
Oh, they still exist?
I have no idea.
Oh, look, there's a steampunk. What's he doing here?
No idea.
No. Anyway, that's Laura.
Yeah.
You better let her come on. Oh.
Pause,
no, well, you know, she's not as well known as the next band, for example.
Oh,
it's
the 80s.
Oh, back to the 80s, though, hey. But you know what? They're still,
you know what?
Very
when
strong.
We go back to the 80s, I remember once when I used to remember the 80s. That was a long way back.
Yeah,
I was born in 74.
Oh, I was born in 74. Oh, but this is Mark Band, man. This is like, whoa, Toto. Things like that, though. Oh, I can't believe that they've come to my podcasting festival. It's just remarkable. And live as well. Oh, yeah. They came especially as part of their 30th anniversary tour. Oh, what's this? I've got a sorry enough interview.
I hear the drums echoing tonight. She hears only whispers of some quiet conversation. She's coming in 12:30 flights. Her moonlit wings reflect the stars that guide me towards salvation. I stopped an old man along the way, hoping to find some old forgotten words or ancient melodies. He turned to me as if to say, "Hurry, boy, it's waiting there." Yeah.
as they grow restless, longing for some solitary company. I know that I must do what's right, sure as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the Serengeti. I seek to cure what's deep inside, brighten the mystic that I've begun.
Toto, Oh, Teta, so awesome. You alright, darling?
Yeah, yeah.
You had a good time?
Yeah.
We may go to the next stage, I think. I think it's out here somewhere. Let's go.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah, it's this way. I think it's a bit of a fairground, all sorts here. It's amazing what people have done. Yeah, ice cream, I didn't know there's ice cream.
Probably about £4 a cone.
It probably is. Well, on the programme, there's gospel. I like gospel. I know that not everyone necessarily believes in stuff, but, you know, gospel's always popular, isn't it? So I thought I'd better get a gospel band in.
Okay.
So that's Jason Nelson, his name is. And then Elmo is still... Well, I mean, I just thought people prefer them on the small stage than the large stage, you know, because they always do a lot of big... But they said, yeah, we'll do a small stage for you and that. And then we've got that...
It's amazing what my back garden can accommodate.
I know, it is. I really appreciate you letting us have this in the back garden. It's really, you know, and we had to knock down a few houses and in your considerable grounds.
My grounds.
I think they're here. We better, it's a bit worshipful in here. We better be quiet. I think we're okay, don't worry. And then it's, as I said, Kath Roberts and Sean Langman are coming next. So, yeah, but this is quite cool.
He sounds like Eric Clapton.
He hasn't started yet.
No, but the guitar.
Oh, you've got to do that. You're going to raise your hands, do you reckon, if you get into it?
I don't know, maybe.
I like it.
Not as many tattoos and piercings in this bit.
No, they're all a bit... There's a lady bent down swaying a little bit over there. Someone's got their hands raised up in the corner there. Very good.
I was created for your glory. I was created for your purpose. I was created for your pleasure. Have your way. I was created for your glory. I was created for your purpose. I was created for your pleasure. Have your way.
Sing, I was created.
Created for your glory,
and I was created.
do you know what? That was great. I like that. I had a little raise of my hands myself, actually. I've got to close my eyes as well. Anyway, Elbow, I cannot believe that Elbow have come. They just went whizzing around. This is a smaller revolving stage, but they're the same principle. Anyway. But yeah. Oh, Guy Garvey and his mates. And this is Everything Has Changed. That's nice bass there, isn't it? See, I've got a good sound system in.
Yeah.
Where'd you get that from?
Well, Bowie, there are places that hire these things.
Yeah. All for the garden. Yeah. Hope the neighbours don't complain.
No, we invited them, we gave them free tickets.
Oh, yeah. Oh, did you do that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, cool. All right, well, good. Well, I suppose she's just going to be peering over the fence then. What's that all about?
The kind of kiss that wouldn't wake up in. Let's change.
last song. We did say highlights. It's quite late now. I suppose we should think about the name. But so it's just a piano. Which piano is it? Did you get this one? I tuned it. I mean, is it alright? Sound right?
No, you didn't tune it.
Didn't I?
It's a little bit tuneless.
Oh, I must have missed that note. She was eating it a bit hard earlier on, though, to be fair.
It's very hot as well.
Yeah. Anyway. Last song, Cathy Roberts, Sean Lakeman. Ballad of Andy Jacobs.
Andy Jacobs drifted in and settled down into his favourite chair. He let his mind wander for a while. She watched his eyes unfocus, seeing things she didn't know were there. But he caught her eye and broke into a smile. He said, Cassie, love, we've decided. Cassie, love, I'm not sure I chose the right side. But tomorrow I'll be standing on the line. Well, Cassie took his hand in hers and said, I've never seen your face look so pale. It reminds me of the first time we met. You were standing at the bar and you looked nervous, and I thought that you'd be sick. But we laughed together till last orders ran, and you said, Cassie, love, I've decided. Cassie, love, you're the one I want to be with, and soon you'll be standing by my side. I'll make you my bride in this fine month of April. For 15 years I've worked down there, and I'm not afraid to leave without a fight. But I'm sure this'll be over in a week. From the cenotaph tomorrow we will march and let them see just how we're feeling. We'll let them know we're not afraid to strike. But Cassie, love, might be hard. Cassie, love, we've kids to feed and no money saved, but at least I'm standing for what I believe in. Well, Cassie took his hand in hers and said, I'll stand beside you all the way. Just promise me you won't cause any trouble. And as the month got underway, Andy started coming home much less. The kids almost forgot what he looked like. Cassie, love, I thought you understood. Cassie, love, we're fighting for our way of life, and I have to help the lads out on the line. They'll not make me a fool in this fine month of April. Just to raise a little cash, Andy went back to the only thing he knew. Illegal, but he saw no other way. Digging coal from the banks of the train tracks and selling it on. Digging in the dark so no one saw. Cassie, love, I've let you down. Cassie, love, this hasn't gone the way I had planned. I never thought that I'd be living off the land. Then one evening he went down to find some kids had set the signal box alight. He watched as it was raised to the ground. But the scene below caught fire and Andy's coal burned just out of sight. He hid and watched the flames grow higher. Cassie Love, the smoke kept rising. Cassie Love, it was like watching my hopes and fears. I'm afraid I won't rebuild them for many years. Maybe I'm a fool in this fine month of April. Maybe I'm a fool to put you all through this. Perhaps I should have listened to my conscience. Maybe I'm a fool.
I think a few more people must have come in for that. But I suppose I'd better start getting all these blokes to close their eyes down, hadn't I? Because it's got to be ending now. Everyone needs to go home. Go home! Enjoy that.
Yeah.
All right then. Well, thanks for... What's he doing over there? Banging.
He's sucking down his... Burger stand.
They've gone.
Oh, blimey, that was quick.
Yeah. Ah, oh, well, it was virtual.
It was.
Hey.
Yeah.
Enjoy that.
My garden is virtually that big.
If you listen out now.
Yeah.
That's it.
Silence.
Silence. We had to kick him out at some point, didn't we?
We did.
Anyway, everyone, hope you enjoyed that.
Yeah.
Surreal?
Yeah, just a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That woman.
Nothing real about it.
Bye.
Bye.